Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform from the inside out, starting with our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Our world changes. The world changes. It becomes exactly what we feel, what we speak, what we do. It starts with each of us opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before I begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 187. Reserve is having more than enough for the unexpected. Reserve is having more than enough for the unexpected. This is an important message, one that most of us forget about, one that when we are not following, we automatically seem to come from a neediness versus feeling full and complete, feeling as if we have more than enough. And this influences oftentimes how we think, how we speak, and how we act. This word reserve is an important word. Reserve meaning to serve back. Reserve, serve back, to be of service back, to keep back, to set aside, stored up for some later time, use, or purpose, for oneself, for another. This is important. Having more than enough is what we're asked to do. More than enough. And generally the word reserve is oftentimes thought of as terms of like a storehouse of physical things, food, supplies. Even in the Constitution, it deals with arms as a munitions. And there'd be stored houses for this, for reserve, more than enough for the unexpected. And it also has to do with one's emotion and spirit. And that's the part I want to focus on today. Reserve is having more than enough stored up of whatever it is that we're storing up for the unexpected. So it's as if you have this bank, your spiritual bank, rather than your physical bank. And so instead of having more than enough in savings put aside as in physical money, so if there, as we know through all time and all history, there may be a time of drought, there may be times of flooding, and there may be times where everything is flowing. That is, of course, generally speaking, symbolically speaking, whether it's physical drought, as in there are no clouds that open up and create showers, or physical flooding, as the waters rise and drain, flood over, take over, bring too much water to the land, and therefore may destroy the crop, or things are flowing, as in going along as you would expect. We're all fine when it goes along as we expect. The ultimate place to be, to master life and to master love, is to be able to go along as things are fine, even when there is a flood. This is to be centered, to go along as things are fine, even when there is a drought. So whether we're talking money or water or other things in your life, relationships, your business, your health, whether it appears to be symbolically a drought, a flood, or things are going as you expect, flowing along, the place to be is in reserve. A reserve inside your heart. You have stockpiled more than enough love, groundedness, rooted in the divine knowingness that all is well. This place allows you to stand tall when there is drought, to flow and rise above the flood, and to continue on and be of great service when things go and flow as you expect. In essence, having this reserve in your spiritual bank of more than enough love allows you to be totally present, never needing, never hungry, feeling full and complete, and therefore present to be of service in the moment, regardless of what is happening to you outside of you. So you will respond from the highest level. So you will be of great service. So you will be grounded in compassion, understanding, joy, grace. That you feel that you always have more than enough, and therefore you can willingly share what you have. To have more than enough brings you a sense of oneness, totally present, centered in your heart, in your heart of hearts, that says, this outside is good, and you find what's good about it. You find what's good about it. You look and expect for the good. You're not caught up in your mind with nervousness, wants, needs, fear, hoarding. You come from grace and gratitude, and therefore are guided to continue to make right decisions, regardless of what is happening outside of you. The Bible speaks of tithing. This concept of tithing was happening long before the Bible was ever written. The tithing principle is that you give one-tenth. In feudal times, you would give it to the feudal lord or give it to the master of the land. But the original intention for tithing, you give one-tenth of your earnings back to God. Back to God. In the original Old Testament, there are 11 tribes of Israel. And at the core of the center, you would imagine a wheel. And the one tribe was in the center of the wheel, and the other tribes were around it, equally spaced out, physically, on the actual physical land. And the tribe in the middle was the tribe of the high priests. And the other tribes were to give one-tenth of their earnings back to the middle tribe, the one at the center, the priest, the holy, sacred tribe, the Kohans. This was the tribe the others willingly gave in honor of God, so this tribe could focus on their work, their spiritual work, God, bringing God's grace to the people. And then the concept of this tithe, meaning one-tenth, is having one-tenth put aside for yourself. This is reserve. Not to live on so much as to have for the unexpected. So you always have more than enough, and never make decisions from lack or greediness or jealousy. And then the rest that you have, that 80% left, you put back in to your work. Because we are here to do divine work. We've all been given gifts to bring forth. And bringing forth, we help ourselves and we help others. And this is what you live from and off of, not the reserve. So this is the original meaning of reserve coming from tithe, one-tenth. And so even though you may have experience, especially in this most recent times in our economy, where you have had financial loss, perhaps, or physical loss, or seen others who have, it is even more important that you be aware of the concept of reserve and its original origin coming from tithe, to serve back. So you may continue to serve back for yourself and for another, to be there to assist your loved ones, to be there to assist all of humanity, by bringing yourself to the present moment, staying present, being of great service. It's not that you're necessarily giving your actual financial wealth to another. It is about your staying present so you make right decisions and be of great service. There's great wealth in your service as well. And that you may continue to give back to God and those who allow you to assist you in staying connected with your higher self. This reserve concept is not just an old noble concept. This is a concept that's lived on for thousands of years because it works. It works. Hundreds of books. I've read at least 100 books that credit the concept of tithing, which is tied into reserve, with bringing abundance into your life, whatever that is for you, financial and other ways, if you will only feel strong enough, grounded in divine love, to trust. You see, if you do this and you don't trust, it really doesn't work. I've done it both ways. It's like you can't really fake it because you're giving it to get something, and that never works. So if you give the money because you're afraid to lose the money to whoever brings you spiritual assistance. It doesn't work. If you give the money because you're centered in love and feel a reserve of love and feel that love overflowing within you, not so much that you have overflowing money in your bank necessarily yet, but you know you always have what you need. You always receive more than enough. God always seems to be there for you and come through for you. You always see what's right in every situation and feel guided in the right way. This is having a full spiritual bank. And you keep coming back with love. More love, more gratefulness. This is building your spiritual bank account. This is what we're asked to come from this place. Reserve is having more than enough for the unexpected. You can't fake this. You can't pretend that all is well. And then when there's this drought or this flood, and it doesn't flow as you expect, find yourself centered and grounded in love. The truth will be revealed of your character, of who you are. You will not be able to hide it. You'll say and do things that reveal that you are not quite as rooted in divine love as you intended. And dear one, it's okay. It's just a mirror of where you are. So you can come back and reserve again. Set aside more and more in your spiritual bank, whether it be good deeds that are truly grounded in love because you desired, you were led to do this by divine inspiration rather than doing it to get something. You share whatever that one-tenth is that you have to those that you assist you in staying connected with God. Bring you continued inspiration. You give it again, whatever amount that is, from a glad and happy heart, feeling full and feeling rich, that you're able to provide whatever you can. Feeling rich now, not waiting to have whatever this bigger amount is, this greater amount is. You already feel that now. And so perhaps instead of giving 10%, you give 11%. Because we are told reserve is having more than enough. You feel that firmly grounded. You are confirming your faith, you see. Your deep, firm belief in God. That's what tithing is, and that's what reserve is. And so you give from this full, full heart, your spiritual bank that is grounded in pure divine love, knowing all is divine love. And therefore, you will be able to not just get by, survive. You will be able to flourish and share and stay grounded and be of, as they say, good cheer, regardless of outside of you, whether it's a drought, a flood, or it's flowing. Because you have steadily built up your reserve at every level, and most importantly, the spiritual level, your spiritual bank. Divine love and you are one. Your degree and amount of trust in the unseen power and presence of God in your life, in our life. This is reserve. This is having more than enough for the unexpected. And wherever you are today, even if it means you are rebuilding your reserve today, as many of us are, at every level, it's already your coming from this place as if it already was full. The bank is full. You feel this. You share from your heart this way and allow this to guide you to stay centered and directed by your higher self, inspired direction from God, because you are centered in your heart, in your soul, from this place of good deeds based on inspired direction. That's the reserve you build up, based on love. You did it because of pure love, for no other reason. And that will carry you through whatever the season is that we are experiencing, whether it's the physical storms of nature, whether it's the economic ebb and tide of the economy. You will be here and know your bank is full and you are fully present to flow with life from joy, peace, prosperity. This is today's message, an important one. Wherever you are today, it's time to step up your reserve, your tithing to your spiritual teachers, guides, assistants, and to yourself in the form of reserve, so you may live off of the rest as you reinvent it, reinvest it, and continue to grow. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Taking it slow. Allowing yourself to come inside. Come into the home of your spiritual bank. Imagine yourself coming into your own crystal reserve. Feel beautiful, bright light reflecting the colors of the rainbow. Here you are, the center of this most magnificent crystal. Notice the color. Perhaps it is green, red, lapis blue, emerald green, turquoise blue, azure, lilac amethyst, ruby red, coral red orange, green jade. Feel the energy within you now. Allow yourself to be one with the gem who you are. Feeling the strength, the beauty, the energy of this crystalline energy within you now. This most prized possession. Feel this energy from this crystal filling you up, a storehouse of this divine crystal. This color that's pulsating within you now. Radiating out from the center of your being, the energy of this crystal now under grace. Filling you with more than enough of whatever energy your being needs now, so you may flow with life, with ease and grace. See that color pulsating from your heart center now, stretching out in wider and wider circles, extending to your outer perimeter, to your fingertips and toes and top of your head. Filling you peace, divine love, authentic strength, joy, harmony. See and feel this limitless cosmos within, shining, glittering with the light from the sacred crystal who you are. Most precious gem. Feel this love that is here for you to assist you now. To flow with life. To stay grounded in God. To share love fully. To remember the source of your power. And that it is infinite. To have more than enough compassion. To speak from love. To see the beauty in the unseen. To feel, hear, and know God's word now. This crystalline energy is here for you, continuing to build up within you. As you continue to grow, bless this love and light who you are. Feel such gratefulness for who you are. Feel the peace and harmony. Being you, one with divine love, feel the richness within. Time to come back to live our life from this place, feeling, knowing the richness within. As we begin to breathe again, to rise to the surface, feel this crystalline energy. Feel it in the palm of your left hand as you come back. And even though it is not seen, know it is with you here, now. The strength, the power, the light of God you carry with you in your heart and in your hand. In every part of your being. So as we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle breaths, feeling ourselves rising again to the surface, knowing our crystalline spiritual bank is full, growing ever more, consistently growing, increasing in abundance. More and more divine love, keeping us steady, centered, present, under grace. Connected to higher wisdom, inspired thoughts, an different actions now. Breathing into your heart, breathing into your head, breathing into your hands as you squeeze them gently, and into your feet as you squeeze them as well. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla, and we invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Let there be love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Let there be divine knowingness that all is well. Know your richness within. You always receive more than enough by sharing from your heart. Let it flow. It is done. Om, om, om.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.